Chapter 3, The Source of Power. Man's brain, body, mind, faculties, and talents are the mere instruments he uses in demonstrating greatness. In and of themselves, they do not make him great. A man may have a large brain and a good mind, strong faculties and brilliant talents, and yet he is not a great man unless he uses all these in a great way. That quality which enables man to use his abilities in a great way makes him great. And to that quality we give the name of wisdom. Wisdom is the essential basis of greatness. Wisdom is the power to perceive the best ends to aim at and the best means for reaching those ends. It is the power to perceive the right thing to do. The man who is wise enough to know the right thing to do, who is good enough to wish to do only the right thing, and who is able and strong enough to do the right thing, is truly a great man. He will instantly become marked as a personality of power in any community, and men will delight to do him honor. Wisdom is dependent upon knowledge. Where there is complete ignorance, there can be no wisdom, no knowledge of the right thing to do. Man's knowledge is comparatively limited, and so his wisdom must be small, unless he can connect his mind with a knowledge greater than that of his own, and draw inspiration from the wisdom that his own limitations otherwise deny him. This he can do. This is what the really great men and women have done. Man's knowledge is limited and uncertain. Therefore, he cannot have wisdom in himself. Only God knows all truth. Therefore, only God can have real wisdom or know the right thing to do at all times. And man can receive wisdom from God. For example, Abraham Lincoln had limited education, but he had the power to perceive truth. In Lincoln, we see that real wisdom consisted of knowing the right thing to do at all times and under all circumstances by having the will to do the right thing, having the talent, and having the ability to be competent and able to do the right thing. Back in the days of the abolition agitation and during the compromise period, when all other men were more or less confused as to what was right or as to what to be done, Lincoln was never uncertain. He saw through the superficial arguments of the pro-slavery men, the impracticability and fanaticism of the abolitionists. He determined the right ends to aim at, and he saw the best means to attain those ends. It was because men recognized that he perceived truth and knew the right thing to do that they made him president. Any man who develops the power to perceive truth and who can show that he always knows the right thing to do